It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go. Podcast time. The Plan B After Show podcast. Brock, Hunter, welcome to it.
Here we go.
As always, the Plan B After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor, your full-service motorcycle repair shop. Riding season right around the corner. You want to make sure that motorcycle of yours is running right. Yeah, make sure it sounds like this. Seriously, go see them. There's no bike too big or too small for Gilson Cycle to handle. Go check them out. Gilson Cycle. All right, fact and opinion, one awesome fact, one dumb opinion. You do what you want with it. We don't care. Mm-hmm. It's what we're paid to do. How about this one? You remember Silly Putty? It's still around, right? Silly Putty,
yeah. Dude, yeah, dope. Silly Putty.
Love
Silly Putty. We used to put it on newspapers.
Yeah, that's right. You put it on newspapers, and then it would stick to the Silly Putty, and then you stretch it out. It's so cool.
You know what's funny? The last time I played with Silly Putty, I did that newspaper trick. You know what I did? I put it over Pat Moody's face. Man, pulled it right off the newspaper. It was great.
You can make his mustache even bigger, man. Well, according to this, if you drop Silly Putty from a high place, it doesn't bounce. It actually shatters. But this doesn't tell me how high you have to drop it from. Like Empire State Building high? Okay, that makes sense. Or just like a couple stories.
Well, doesn't it reach its maximum velocity at some point? So it doesn't really matter how high it after a certain point, right?
I guess, but what's that certain point, though? You know what I mean? It doesn't say. And what does it shatter? Does it like a million little pieces? You know what? I like this fact, but whoever did it didn't put enough info on this.
Right. You need more information, you know? Yeah, I think everybody assumes Silly Putty bounces. I did as a kid, roll up in a ball.
Oh, yeah, you can bounce it and everything. It didn't bounce as good as a Super Bowl. But still, pretty good.
Super
okay,
balls
weird
wicked.
Thing. Maybe this is going to make me sound like a weirdo. Did you ever chew on Silly Putty?
No. No, dude.
I'd break off.
I might have bitten it to like put my
teeth marks
teeth
in there.
Imprint in there, but I've never chewed on it. Like
I'd break off little pieces and chew on it. I wouldn't swallow it, not like some weirdo, dude. But it had such a good chew to it. And it had like that kind of that flavor, you know, especially when it was new.
It explains the way you are. I guess.
Oh, shut up. Did you ever eat peaches as a kid? Yeah. Why?
Chewing on Silly Putty.
Silly Putty is one of those toys that it's very basic. It's so simple, but with the imagination.
So
it's so intriguing. God, I love Silly Putty.
I used to pull it apart, and if you pull it apart a little bit and then you pull it apart real fast, it would snap.
Yeah. Yep. You know, yep.
I would do that all the time, and I just pull pieces off.
Yeah, that's right. You could go slow. You could go slow and stretch it out. Or yeah, if you kind of gave it a little like a tug.
It would snap right off.
It was usually like a nice clean snap too. Just so weird. Like, what is it, man? Let's see. I'm gonna actually look it up. I don't even know what it's made out of. Silly Putty is a toy based on silicone polymers.
Silicone. There's probably a little silicone rubber.
That have unusual physical properties. It bounces, but it breaks when given a sharp blow. It can also flow like a liquid. It contains a viscoelastic liquid silicone, a type of non-Newtonian fluid. I feel so smart talking right now.
Right, you sound smart.
Which makes it act like a viscous liquid over a long time period, but an elastic solid over a short time period.
So is that kind of... No, it wasn't, because we busted Stretch Armstrong.
Yeah, it's probably similar in its molecular internal thingy.
The stretch stuff would go back to its original shape, though.
So
Silly Putty wouldn't.
Here's what it is. It was originally created during the research into potential rubber substitute in the use for the United States in World War II. So, yeah, it came around about that. Cool.
Wasn't so silly then, was it?
Yeah, it's not so silly then. Dude.
How about this? Have you ever played with kinetic sand?
I have once. One of our nephews has it. And, dude, it doesn't make sense to me. It does
it's
not
weird.
Make sense
I haven't played
me.
With it, but I've seen it on like, the old YouTube.
Yeah.
It looks crazy to play with. Cut it. You can, like, cut it and slice it.
But then it falls apart in your hand. Yeah, it's trippy, man. It's trippy. Mm-hmm. As a middle-aged man playing with it, it blows my mind. It really does.
It doesn't make sense.
Dude, this is up is down, down is up. What the hell's going on? Give me my Silly Putty. I'm freaking out. Yeah. I might have to go buy some Silly Putty. No, I haven't played with it.
Get Five Below. You probably get it.
I'm surprised we don't already have it here in the studio, because we have every other toy for toddlers here in the studio, but it's nowhere to be found.
Silly Putty.
Yeah.
What was better, Silly Putty or Gak?
Fucking silly. Dude, I hate Gak. God damn it. Why'd you bring up Gak? Gak was the worst, man. Oh, it's just terrible.
Slimy. But you can make fart noises with it.
That was the only thing it was good for, though. You sit there, and you know what? It's fucking perverted. You sit there with your two fingers fucking finger blasting.
The side of the Gak can.
That's how I learned to. Yeah, that's how I. Yeah, before I went on my first high school date, I practiced on silly or on the Gak.
I asked my dad, hey, what am I supposed to? He just threw me a Gak bottle. Yeah. He said, go play with that for a while. You'll figure it out.
Now, and the other thing I don't like about Gak is it also kind of it sticks to stuff. And do you remember that it was kind of like Gak, but it had the little beads in it? That shit?
Yeah. That one, it would like pop when you put your finger. Yeah, I didn't like that one. Foam Gak or whatever.
Was that what it was? Was it Floam? It was. It was Floam, wasn't it?
Floam, something like that.
Slime, yeah. Yeah, it had like foam in it. Yeah, that shit was that stuck to everything.
I liked the Gak. You know what I loved about Gak, or I didn't love about Gak, but you'd have it for like 2 days, and after 2 days, it'd be like half of what it was when you originally got it. Like, where the fuck is all my Gak going?
It's on the couch. It's on the ceiling. It's on your clothes. Yeah. My kid is never going to get that because I just know it. Dude, we take it and just throw it as hard as we could at the window. Just a flap. Oh, my God. Looked like someone hocked a loogie on there. Actually,
did you ever get the barrel of slime?
No, I don't think I ever did.
It was like Gak, but it came in a black little barrel. It's called a barrel of slime, and it was jet black. It was pure black. And you would put it in your hand, and it would like, I don't know. It looked like oil in your hands, but it's weird. It's a weird. It reminded me of like venom. You know, like the venom.
Yeah. Did you try and eat it to turn into venom?
No, dude. You look at this shit. You're like, nah. Yeah, I ain't eating that. Even as a kid, you're like, ooh, there's something in that.
It's weird. Now I'm thinking about all like these weird like gelatinous toys. You remember the one of the greatest ones, and they were only good for about half an hour. It was the little guys with the sticky rubber hands, and you throw them, and then they'd walk down the wall. The problem is, as soon as it landed on the carpet and it got hair on it, done. It was useless. It was useless.
It was done. You know what's funny, dude? When we were in the studio together, we were talking about these one day because I think I was throwing shit at the window.
Yeah,
I looked it up. You can get them on Amazon, and they're cheap. You can get like 10 of them for like $5 or something.
Because I think you were playing with your sticky hand.
That's what it was. Right.
You catch one of those in the eyeball, pull your eyeball out. Oh, wow.
Those little toys were sweet, though. I think I had a Spider-Man. You'd throw it up against the window.
You see kids nowadays, they drive past with their families, and they're there on their phones. We'd have to sit there with the sticky hand, just thwap, 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 thwap. That's what we do for hours and hours and hours in the car. Yeah.
Slap your buddy in the face. Gotcha.
So good old toys, you know, just the no electronics, just you got your Floam and your Gak and your Silly Putty and your sticky hands, hours of entertainment.
Fun, kid.
Yep. Anyway, all right, so there you go. You got anything else to add to Silly Putty or no?
I got nothing else, man. That's it.
Good
we
enough for me.
I think Play-Doh. We miss Play-Doh. We'll throw that in.
Play-Doh's a story for a different day. We could talk hours about Play-Doh. All right. Well, that is going to do it for Brock and Hunter here on the Plan B After Show podcast. Thank you so much for hanging out, and we'll see you next time with another fact and opinion. Here's a word from our sponsor, Gelson Cycle. Gelson.
You ain't coming.
I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
What's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit, all right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.